Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Leave a comment for Pimelo Mutine.
WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Folks, do you remember Dr. Makwarele? We had a conversation with him a few times, actually, on the show. Some of you, I remember very well, had a chuckle, a real good chuckle. In fact, you were laughing at me because that conversation went, it went quite pear-shaped. But we subsequently spoke afterwards. You know, we spoke afterwards. He was the mayor in Tshwane. And, of course, we had to speak to him a few times. That also didn't end well. But, I mean, really, really came as a shock when we heard the news today that former mayor of Tshwane, Murunga Makwarele, had passed on. It sounds like it was also a shock to the family. So we wanted to pay tribute to Dr. Makwarele. Reverend Abel Dube is the spokesperson of the family. Good evening, sir, and thank you so much for making time for us.
Good evening to you and your listeners.
We just wanted to pay, tribute to the man who we knew as a mayor of Tshwane, and condolences to yourselves and to the family. Are you able to tell us what happened?
Makwarele woke up on Monday morning. Okay, we talked, we chatted. There's a lot of people that spoke to him, and then later in the afternoon, he said he understood he was not feeling very well. He's feeling a little bit weak, like he's having a short breath. Then the wife took him to the doctor. Well, he was at the doctor's rooms. The doctor thought let him do further tests, do some X-rays. So he decided to send him for review at the hospital with intent of admission. So he went to the hospital there, and when he was at the hospital, they did the X-rays. Around 12 midnight, the X-rays, I think they came, but the doctor still prescribed that, no, let's go do further tests on the CAT scan. So while he was there doing that CAT scan, or whether he was now done it or he was before, he had a seizure, and the doctors now came to try and resuscitate him, but he couldn't make it.
Did he have a history of illness? In other words, was this sort of the kind of thing that happened often, where he would be rushed into the doctor's rooms?
It is a shocker to the family, it is a shocker to the wife, it is a shock to the children and everyone close to him, because he never had any history of admission or being rushed to the doctors for anything. This was just a shock. How it came about, it was just a shock to all of us.
I mean, we obviously want to pass our condolences to the family. As you're saying, this was quite sudden. Obviously, I don't know whether you've been able to gather information as to when there will be either a memorial or a funeral, anything like that.
Yes, we are. Makwarele got royal blood. He comes from the royal family.
Mm-hmm.
So far, we are awaiting representatives who are coming from Venda, who are arriving tonight. Hopefully, as they arrive, we're going to have a meeting with them tomorrow, so that they can tell us. But we're going to, when the memorial service is going to be. But we have already had meetings with the current speaker of Tshwane, who came to bid his condolences. They are also waiting on us to tell us, for us to tell them when we are planning to do a funeral, so that they can also plan for their memorial as well. So far, it is still early days, but by tomorrow, I think late tomorrow morning, we'll be able to give you direction.
We believe he was actually in church on Sunday. He led a sermon on Sunday. Talk to us about that,
Yes, he led a sermon. He was talking about the Holy Spirit. Makwarele is the man who walks in the Spirit. He does morning devotion. I think for the last 6-7 years, every day he does a devotion. So he talked about that children of God, if you are a child of God, your purpose is not to be here on earth, but your purpose is to populate heaven. And then he talked about that we are not of this world, but although we are in this world, but we are passing through this world. So at the end of the day, God expects us to be soul winners, to win souls. not to bring problems into the earth, but to bring solutions into the earth.
Your own relationship with him, you know, how would you have described him?
My relationship with Makwarela is a very close relationship with him. Mm. I actually mentor Makwarela spiritually.
Mm.
And I talk to him on a daily basis, 2 hours, 1 hour, 3 hours, 1 hour, 2 hours. That's why I'm saying there was no hint of anything that he can go by. If anybody had told him that in the morning that you got sick in the afternoon, he was going to laugh at you.
Sure. And from what you are saying, when you last spoke to him, I believe you spoke to him even on the day on that morning.
I spoke to him yesterday morning.
He was in good spirits. Would you say that he, even spiritually, as you're saying, you were his spiritual mentor?
Yes.
He was in a good place?
He was in a totally good space. Because he even assured me, he normally calls me dead. No, I'm fine. Hey,
yes.
I'm fine. Yesterday at night, I was feeling a little bit weak, but I'm fine. I think he was picking up something that maybe there's something is happening on his body, but he was just taking it as usual. That maybe I'd done some fasting, because he had done some fasting before.
I see.
And then he thought, then I said, no, take some rest. He said, yeah, no. Somebody suggested to me, said, no, I must take a rest. You know, we are busy people. We never rest, so I'll try to take some rest. So later in the afternoon, when the wife called me to say that the doctor did not call me when they were going to the doctor. They called me when the doctor had now referred them to go to the hospital.
You know, it's really interesting, because a lot of people on social media were even speaking about, as you said, he shared, verses every single day. But it is quite telling with what people are sharing, where his head was at spiritually. Quite somebody who was who reflected, I think, a lot, as you said, on the Holy Spirit. You found he grew a lot in recent times spiritually, or has this always been the kind of person he's been?
He's always been a kind of a person, but of the late year or two, he's been so devoted so much in the things of God that he devoted his mind, his soul, everything around the things of God.
Mm-hmm.
And you could not divert his attention. No matter what challenges could come across him, he was never moved when it comes to his service in the kingdom and his service for the people.
Was he still keen to be in politics, or was this going to be his journey?
No, he was still keen. Okay. He was still keen. Remember, once you have your own, once you have a calling, it never departs.
Sure.
Yeah, it never departs.
Mm. And obviously,
some of his colleagues that have been working with him, I think they will be speaking to you also.
Yes.
Especially colleagues. I'm speaking myself as a spiritual father, but also as a family spokesman. I've not been following too much about his other entities that he's involved in. Yeah.
No. We obviously also have not been keeping a close eye on it. What we can tell you, and we know that the city of Tshwane has actually extended their condolences officially. So that does come through, and we've noted it. In fact, we've played it even in our news. So it is reflected. The family, how is the family holding up? As you said, it
family
was sudden.
Devastated, especially like your children live. He's got two daughters.
Mm.
They leave in the morning, going to college, and the father is well. And then they come back in the afternoon. They don't find the mother. They told, no, we are at the doctor's. We are coming back home. Later, we're at the hospital. We're coming back home. And then at 4 a.m., 5 a.m., the mother arrives now alone without the dad and says, I've left your dad in the hospital, but he's normal. You can imagine what happens and how they'll be feeling.
Hmm.
They are still devastated at the moment. They are still trying to compose themselves, but we believe in God, that God will give them peace.
We appreciate you making time for us. Reverend Abel Dube is a Makwarela family spokesperson. As you know, he passed on earlier on, and our condolences go to him and the family as well. Now,
if you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.